So, okay, welcome everyone to the Borough of Roosevelt Council meeting for December 20th, 2022. It is 7:11. Adequate notice of this meeting as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on October 28th, 2022, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. This notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Robert Atwood.
Here.
Mr. Lou Esikoff.
Yes.
Mr. Michael Hamilton.
Here.
Ms. Constance Hirschstrom.
Here.
Mr. Stephen Mocker.
Here.
Mr. Joseph Trammell.
Here.
Mayor Peggy Malkin.
Here. Okay, no report tonight. We'll try to get through this meeting quickly. I'm going to come to public comment on agenda items only. Open the floor at 7:12. Is there anyone from the public, Mr. Tickton, who would like to?
No comment.
No comment? Okay.
No comment.
I will close the public portion at 7:12 p.m. Come to approval of minutes. These are the minutes from November 21st, 2022, regular meeting minutes. Do I have a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hirschstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, the minutes are adopted. Come to the consent agenda resolutions. These are resolutions 22-114, payment of bills for December 20th, 2022. Resolution 22-115, resolution authorizing transfer of appropriations for 2022. Resolution 22-116, resolution canceling appropriation balances. And resolution 22-117, a resolution approving the project agreement with the Fund for Roosevelt to reimburse the soft costs associated with the borough's planned renovation of the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Memorial Amphitheater. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second?
Second it.
Okay. Any discussion? Roll call.
I just want to state that resolution 22-117 was a late addition, but I did send it all out and everybody, nobody has any questions?
No. I did review it. I know what the attorney prepared it.
Correct.
Your office prepared it, and everything seems to be in order.
Okay. So we had a first and a second. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure.
That's okay.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hirschstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Reports of committee chairs. Councilman Atwood. Sorry. Environmental health and safety.
Nothing at the moment.
Councilmember Esikoff, administration.
All's well.
Good. Councilmember Hamilton, finance.
Well, we have a few things we just passed regarding finance. The cancellation of appropriation balances of $50,000 from the utility fund is good news. It means that we're doing really well financially within that fund, and we can cancel any unexpended appropriations. That $50,000 goes and remains in the utility fund. The utility fund and the general fund are funded separately. One's funded by user fees. The other one is funded by taxes. And so they don't generally get commingled. You don't transfer from the utility fund any surplus appropriations into the other fund. Only I imagine there's some circumstances where that happens, but not generally. So it's good news. It means that we're running in the black. And there have been times in the past where we haven't been. So kudos to our operators.
I was
and
just going to say that.
Yeah.
I was just
our operators
John
who do a hell of a good job, and they keep everything really well repaired, too.
Yeah.
It's not that they're skimping on the repairs. Mm-hmm. They're doing everything, and we're saving money. So it's continuing, and it's a great thing.
And also they're excellent with their recording. You know, we never get admonished by the DEP or anything, or all the forms are filled out in a timely fashion and correctly.
Yeah, and the transfer, the other minor transfers are just.
Why is my water brown?
Remember that?
You missed that brown water, Lou?
You remember that? Yeah. I'll show you my clothes.
You should have been here in the 70s. By the 90s and 2000s, it was sort of like iced tea that came out. But in the 70s and 80s and 90s, sludge. Just sludge.
Well, when Leon was mayor, we redid the entire system. I remember we did new filters and all that stuff. And since then, we've had little to no problems with the brown water. I'm talking about the brown water.
Well, it was less brown.
No, it was not. It was
maybe on farm.
Listen, I was on the council. I'm telling you, there wasn't.
The only other thing under finance is some minor transfers, and that's this time of the year we take money from some lines that where we hadn't really spent money in that particular line, and we just transfer it over to a line that we need to beef up a little bit before the end of the year. So they're routine kind of little line transfers, and that fund apparently is in very good shape as well. The utility fund's in good shape, and the general fund as well. So we're doing okay financially. We'll have to have a meeting sometime soon to take a look at year-end figures as soon as the reports are out. But everything looks good so far.
Good.
End of report.
Okay. Councilmember Bergstrom? Sure.
Go ahead.
Connie?
Okay. Development since our last amphitheater meeting. Steve Mocker has been hard at work on doing the surveying of the property that we're planning, you know, to have some renovations to, and he has showed exactly where this fits in red, you know, on that, and also is showing where, pass this around, can show where this is. So if you go out on the road on 571, he has marked where the 200 by 200 foot on the road, it shows where it is. And if you go over by the compost, where that has been set up, and go to the walkway, just about, is what we're looking at as one side of it. And then if you go, if you want to look at any of the markings, you know, that's by the path, you could see one side of it, and he's still working on the one that's deeper in the woods. So, Steve, do you want to talk about anything about it that you would like to point out to the people here?
I just want to say this is just a pretty basic sketch because Connie was concerned about where the amphitheater actually was located on that leased piece of property. So this has everything, all the other data turned off on it. But, you know, in the next couple weeks we'll flesh out the topography and, you know, get something that's a little more usable.
And I was surprised to see how much wooded area is part of this.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the property is in the woods.
Right.
And the amphitheater is up in that northwest corner of the property and really only covers about a quarter of it.
Right.
Yep. But the rest is borough-owned.
It's leased from the Board of Ed. With that 99-year lease, so we have control of it.
Yep, so this will help us when we come back in with some designs and for people to see what that's going to mean, you know, for that property. Okay. All right, so one of the resolutions, you know, today was then going ahead and starting on the project with the Fund for Roosevelt, and so it'll be a combined, you know, effort. And we obviously finished and got it over to Greg so that it could be approved, you know, tonight since the last meeting. And we also worked on the timeline and tried to shorten it, you know, a bit, you know, to at least get us through the designation of the consultant that we want to present, you know, to the council. So if I'll put out a date right now, whether we can totally meet it, but we're hoping for the meeting on the 3rd of April. We're hoping to have enough done by that time. And then our next act...
I'm sorry, what's that deadline? Like?
3rd of April?
No, yeah, yes. For what? For the bids to go out? You to have an answer or for you to be...
For us to have sent out for the list of the request for proposals for people to have gotten back with a summary narrative, you know, a page summary narrative, and so that we can then choose a few of them that we want to get further information and interview further. And we would like to, as a committee, have gotten together to choose the one that we want to put forward to the council. That's what we're hoping.
Okay.
Okay? So I'll keep you updated.
Thank you.
You know what I meant? Yeah.
Well, I need that bid. I don't know when, if it's been finalized.
A bid? This is
the RFQ? I call it a bid.
Okay.
Request for proposals?
Well, so I think that you have to, did you designate the consultant yet? I think the agreement says after...
No, we don't.
Approval of the schematics and all design elements.
The consultant wouldn't be designated until the 3rd of April.
The 3rd of April is when you want to vote on the consultant, right?
Yeah.
So you want to have all of the RFP responses in and evaluated.
Yes.
Okay, understood.
Yes. We'd actually like the RFPs to go out by the 13th of January.
Okay.
So we're trying to have a few meetings in between to get the list of people we want to send to and get them out, you know, all at once, and we'll be talking with council.
Okay. Yeah. Now that you've passed the resolution, we're gonna get the base prepared.
All right. So the question is on the RFP. Is there anything else that the council has to do on that? Because from what I've understood, it's like any time you're going to put something out, we're giving the specs of what we would like to see, and they're pretty broad because we want to have ability for them to give us their ideas, you know, that we can talk about. So I didn't think there was anything else other than what we have here that we're paying for this by the Fund for Roosevelt funds, and they have a big say, you know, in who this is going to be, you know, through this time. So we're hoping in these few months to come back to you with a person that we'd like to use as a consultant.
I'd just like to ask, we had touched on this the other night at the amphitheater meeting, but when these RFPs come in, is there someone, we need a point person or someone who will, we can't have Anna do all the work for this. She's pretty overworked as it is.
But what are you suggesting that she would do other than it would come
someone
into
for her
the,
to pass it on to?
Yes, it would be passing it on to Alan Malik from the Fund for Roosevelt. And to me for the committee, you know.
Okay, so she'll just forward them,
right,
too. Okay.
Right.
Well, there's going to be a set date and a time, so...
For it to go out?
For a due date. Right. So say it's March 15th
17th,
at 3 p.m. I'm just saying the date.
The 17th of February is what we're going... Right now, we're thinking that we're going to have...
So that's the due
that
date.
Come
they come in,
yeah,
and say 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock... Anna has to open them, at least open them. So
that's a Friday.
Well, you know what? It might not work for her. So we have to pick a date that she's here.
Okay.
We
haven't solidified the dates on the actual RFP yet.
Exactly. Because I don't know when it's going to go out, when it's going to be advertised. You have to give people sufficient amount of
When you say advertised, what are you thinking of? Through the papers?
It has to go into the papers.
Okay.
And then it has to get posted on the borough website.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
and I can tell you now, Anna never takes vacation, ever, but she takes many Fridays as a vacation day. So we should think about a day.
So it's got
the...
If she's talking about February, she's not going out of February.
January is the date that we'd like to get them out so that they have at least the month to get them back in,
mm-hmm,
you know, by that. So we can talk about... We're going to meet on the 12th. The committee with the list that we want to pass on, and then we would get them out. So if it can't be that Friday, then it would have to be Monday.
When you say the list to pass on, what are you talking
The about? List of architects that we're going, landscape architects,
so
that we're going to send it to by email.
Okay, so you'll do that. You'll have the. It has to get posted in the paper first before you can send this to anybody.
Okay, so how many days before that do we have to have it posted?
Well, say you give it to me on a Monday, and I can advertise in the paper. It takes a couple of days because I have to send it to them.
Okay.
Let's say I advertise Thursday or Friday.
Okay.
When it's in the paper on Friday, let's just go with Friday.
Okay.
Then you can, when it goes in the paper, you can email those out to whoever you want.
But it has to be publicly advertised. So that means it has to be publicly advertised by the 12th of January. That's a Thursday, right? That's when you put it in the paper?
It depends. If I don't get it till the 11th, it's not going to go in the paper on the 12th. It all depends on when I receive it.
When do you need to receive it?
I need at least 4 days.
Okay.
Not me, the Asbury, like when I send it to the Asbury. Well,
when do you have
to
send it?
So if I get it Monday, I could put it in the paper by Thursday or Friday.
Okay. All right. So we're talking about, just working backwards, I guess we're talking about Monday, the 9th, I guess, right?
Just give yourself a week.
Yeah, just give yourself a week.
Even
for me to have and to get it in the paper. Give me a week.
Okay.
All right. Even though these are RFPs, just requests for...
Proposals.
You know, proposals and all, it still has to be advertised like that?
I think something like this.
Okay. The borough, just to be clear, the borough is going to be doing the bidding. It's all flowing through the borough. The borough is going to be the lead agent as far as bidding and, all of the process.
That's what it said, I think.
Yeah.
But that's after April.
That's later.
That's after April.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anna had said to me today, she didn't think that it had to be done that way. You can talk with her. Because she said when she goes out for a bid, we don't have to have any resolution on the council if she's trying to get work done. And so I didn't know that this was the same kind of thing. So you can talk with her and get back to
you. You're saying it's just a request for proposals?
Yes.
Normally it's posted and, the public has an opportunity to submit their...
I mean, I know our RFQs for professionals I just post on the website, but that's different than this is an actual, to me...
This is actually officially a request for interest.
For interest.
In other words, are they interested in this project?
Right.
Okay, so that's then different.
That might be different.
Yes, I don't know the timeline on that one. I'll have to double check, but that's different than an RFP proposal because the RFP is more similar to an RFQ.
Right.
What does the Q stand for?
Qualifications. It's more of professional services.
We're just doing the request for proposal.
Request for interest.
For interest.
Interest.
Request for interest for the proposal.
Yeah.
Okay, so based on your timeline, I will make sure that my office has it ready for, the first couple days of the new year. So then once you set hard deadlines, we'll confirm and let you know what the process is.
Because it might just have to get posted on the borough website and
not advertised.
And would that be the place where people would submit these ROIs, requests for
interest? They're going to have to...
They would have to be mailed in or emailed in.
Or dropped off.
And
they're
going to
be two originals and a copy to the borough.
Okay, and then it would be distributed to the fund and the committee, which is...
Say you say 3 o'clock. Someone's got to open them at 3 o'clock.
It's just like a regular bid opening.
Right. And then
the sealed bins.
How they get distributed to the fund and to the council. If it's, a night, then I'd have to scan them and send them, or you send somebody over to copy, We might only have one, or we might have 20.
Yeah, we don't know. There's also, according to Alan, if any of these people that are interested come back with questions that they want answered about the project, he would be the person to take the questions, but he said that he would have to respond to everyone on the list that we sent it out to so that everybody gets the same information. All right, so to put it on the borough website, what does that take? How long does that take?
Well, if you ask Anna,
it takes no time.
Very, very quick. Okay. All right, so you're going to get back to us to say if there's anything else other than the borough website that we have to put it on.
Correct.
before January.
I'm assuming that the interest does not have to be advertised in the
newspaper.
As a bid,
newspaper. Right.
Okay. The same process.
Yeah. Okay.
So it will likely be less stringent to,
oh, that's
to
great.
Get that out.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So basically we're just hard at work on developing the list so that we can be ready for that date. So as a few of us on the committee will get together the first week in January to see where we are so that we can be ready, you know, for it to go out then on the 13th. That have interest in it. Do we know enough? We're trying to gather. Do you know of anybody? This or this or this? You know,
ROI.
We're trying to find. Yeah.
So what's the process going to actually be? You're going to get the ROI out, the group's going to come back and say, we're interested.
And we might,
are they going to put together some kind of a short
narrative.
Short
narrative is what they're going to give us, you know, at that point. And then if they may want to come and see it, they might have other questions they want to come, which we can schedule, you know, a time for people to do that.
Come look at the property.
Right. And then we're sending them pictures, but it's not like seeing it. You know, so...
Then you have to do a bid to go out to bid for them to do the work.
Yeah, that's after
so
April. That's as far as
after
we've gotten.
After the landscape architect.
Yeah, after we're chosen, because we want whoever is going to estimate this project to be separate from the consultant.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Because consultants are really terrible at coming up with accurate bids.
Right.
For construction materials and all that. They're idea people, you know, they don't deal with the nuts and bolts of it.
Right.
So we wanted an independent
estimator,
I guess, for
yeah.
costs so
yeah.
we know what we're dealing with. But right now we're just trying to go out and get interest and then possibly some people submitting designs. After the committee looks at anything that, you know, people have submitted in and says, okay, we may be interested in getting a design from you, and then Fund for Roosevelt will peg for that, which is great.
Yeah.
And if it's not a successful grant with the county, what happens is essentially, since all that work was done, we apply the next year for the grant again and
mm-hmm.
see what happens. So the money won't go to waste. But
no,
if we
just keep applying.
You just keep applying, yeah. The work's done, we'll keep applying, and I think we have a pretty good shot.
Actually,
at it.
We, when Connie and I were talking to Carmela earlier today, we realized that some of the things that were included in the first grant application, when we tried to get the money, can be used in this one as well.
Oh, good.
That was
yeah.
to a different source, the DOT.
Well, that was the DOT.
DOT.
But some of
yeah.
the things that were included
oh, absolutely.
In the grant
absolutely.
Can be.
Yeah, the walkways, all kinds
no,
of...
No, I mean actually, some of our justification.
The narrative.
For, you know,
the
things, I can't
yeah.
think of the word,
yeah.
I had a lot of wine this afternoon,
yeah.
but you
yeah.
know, what, yeah. things that we put in there,
yeah.
not
we
for the design or the construction, but actually like to convince them to give us the grant, can be included in this. We can just move it over to this one. To
yeah.
Right, right. Yes, and we do have another meeting scheduled for the people who want to... be involved in trying to raise money, you know, for this project, for what the borough portion of it is. So our first meeting on that will be on the 13th, I think, of January.
Yeah.
Get some ideas. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Councilmember Mocker, Public Works. Councilmember Trammell, Utilities.
Quickly, the Lake Drive lift station pumps are out for repair. It's still working, waiting for parts. That's what it is, supply chain. Also on brown water, people should be aware that they should have their hot water heaters cleaned out maybe once a year or so. There will be residual stuff on the bottom of the hot water heaters, and that might give you brown water.
Well, how long do you last longer?
Yeah, no, like make it last longer also.
Much
takes
longer,
less to heat it, less energy, and stuff like that. So on a yearly basis, you should have your hot water heater flushed, is I think the term. Okay. So,
is that something you can do yourself?
It is. You can YouTube that.
Oh, yeah. You have to put a hose at the bottom.
Open the spigot.
And let it go.
Yeah.
And if you want to make it go faster, there's a little valve. You know, the safety valve.
Yeah.
There's a little clip on there. If you open the clip, the air goes in there and takes it out even faster.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then every once in a while, close the water and let it kick back. More stuff better.
It'll kick the residue up a little bit, make it easier. But once a year-ish, you know, it'd be good to do that. People probably have water residue on the bottom for like 20 years in this town. So
20 years with the water?
Or more.
Yeah. All right, that's it for me. Yeah.
Okay. I've got six on mine, and I'm already free.
Come to new business.
Mayor, before we do that, just to talk about this project agreement just for a second. We did authorize that we voted on it tonight. It needs to be executed by yourself and also somebody from the Fund for Roosevelt. And could we make sure that you want to take care of it through your office?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, great. Okay. Just want to make sure it's fully executed.
Right. Do they know who the Fund for Roosevelt person would be to do that?
Tom is the president.
So he
Tom
should be
Curry.
The one... He should be the one to sign?
Yeah. Who?
Can you say his name again? Tom.
Tom Curry.
Who's the treasurer? The
treasurer is Kirk Ruffus.
Okay. So does it matter of those three? You think it should be Tom first? Is he around?
I think the president should be the one to sign.
Okay.
Without him, the vice would be Alan.
Alan. Alan would be happy to sign it. We know that. Yeah. So let's say Tom Curry and Alan Malik. Check with them first.
Alan, what's
to get signatures.
Well, how does she know?
She won't.
Well, I'll just contact. I'll Google the number.
Oh, okay.
And then have someone point me to their correct signatory for the agreement. But what's the last name?
Malachach.
Yeah, I think Alan would be great because he knows exactly what's happening. You know, with it, I have no idea how much everyone else on the committee
process.
Has been updated on it.
That's
Do you know?
That's his bailiwick.
Yeah. And maybe he could pass it on if he wants to come beside it instead of him.
Okay.
Great. Good point.
Okay, new business. First, we have the use of the borough hall. A resident requests.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry. We got reports of borough officials.
Okay.
Do we have any?
Mike, you have to turn the microphone on. Yep.
That's it. Okay. Michael Tickton, 37 North Valley Road. Just as borough historian, I just wanted to report I did a very nice tour that was given to Scott Drysdale, who is the uncle of Diane Lowry. And he's her uncle, but he's only 6 months older than she is. So I was expecting this older guy, and then this guy comes in who's, you know, it was her age. So I thought that was interesting. But he's an artist, and he was very interested in the mural and the town and everything else, and we had a very nice conversation.
Is he from Scotland also?
He's visiting from Scotland, yeah. He's visiting from Scotland.
Diane Lowry, who
just thought I'd refer. Report to you that it was...
Did you have any postcards for him? Let me have the newer postcards for the mural.
I didn't have one for him. We can always send one to him. Yeah.
If you like it, I could...
Yeah, we could send it to him. Sure, he'd like that, sure. Okay, very good. Yeah, that was...
County State Historic?
I'm sorry?
Which historic was that? The county or?
The local.
No, it's just a local person.
Historian.
Mike.
Who was
as historian.
The
I gave the tour. I just gave a tour to Scott of the mural and explained the whole mural to him. So I do that whenever I can.
He has a great story bus.
Oh, Sightseeing bus for Roosevelt.
Yeah, it's a double-decker bus.
They're quite used to that in Scotland, I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay. Any other borough officials that would like to report on anything? Sorry, unfinished business, which I actually thought came after new business. But.
Yeah, I have something on that.
Okay.
You ready? Okay. I wanted to do some exploration after our discussion last time with what was happening with the ceiling and what was happening with the events. So I thought just for the council to have a little bit further information, I had a slow motion video put on the website for people to see, or on the borough site that was sent out, so that they could see where things were hung. And I also brought, so that you can feel it, but this is what was hung from the ceiling on these little struts.
Connie, were the curtains hung or were they on poles?
They were hung.
Because the curtains made way more than
that's
the photographs.
What I think the curtains.
The curtains started on the third.
Yeah,
started
I think
right here on this side of the light curtains.
Yeah.
Right here.
I think the curtains.
And there were some on both sides. Okay. And they came out. If you look at the video, they came out to about here. And then right here was
again
table,
right there.
Yeah. A table with someone sitting at the table. And so you had to walk around to see what this is. And when you feel this, it's as light as a feather.
What about the curtains?
But it wasn't, curtains
see,
weren't there.
No one was talking about there being any problem over there.
Yeah, look
here
at
we
it.
Were.
Over here.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah,
right,
oh,
yeah.
There's
strip.
Some problems there.
This strip right here has no problem.
That's not, as a, yeah, the curtains were where she's pointing.
Right here.
Where
okay.
You see
okay.
A problem is nothing was hung there.
Nothing.
Okay, can I stop here?
Yeah.
I really don't want this to turn into like he said, she said, we said, you said. We're not going to get anywhere with this. Eric came in telling us that they did hang things where there were some issues.
But that's why
so,
I gave you a video.
Right.
So but that you could see where.
Also, where are you aware that the form that you signed says nothing is to be hung?
Well, I want to ask the council to consider a request to rescind that statement at this point.
We
because for 31 years, we have had musical events here in which we've had to put lights up. We've had to have the wiring, you know, go for the speakers or whatever. And what the committee, Roosevelt Arts Project Committee, does is they provide a lot of publicity for Roosevelt. And I just feel that we need to support.
But I don't think the ceiling will support it. That's why it's on there.
The ceiling, I think that we should have someone come in and take a look at what's happening up there. Because that, the paintings, cannot be what did that. Did you hold the painting?
I don't want, I did. I don't want, this is what I don't want to happen. I don't want to get into like a whole thing with this. I think that we should just let this go for now.
I think
we can pay for.
Go ahead.
We can pay to have someone assess the ceiling. I don't want to get into a thing. We've heard, yes, things were hung where there's problems. We've heard, no, there haven't been. You did sign a form. Ben Johnson signed the form that says nothing is to be hung. It's very clear on there. Whether these paintings or the photographs or the
it's intended.
Curtains caused the problem or didn't, there's we can't ascertain that definitively. We just can't. I think that we need to make a decision going forward about whether we want to let the room be used for anything other than borough-sponsored, you know, whether we want it to be held for private events, whether we should accept some money. Now, RAP, most people give $300. Not most people. Everyone gives a $300 deposit before each event. Sometimes they get it all back. Sometimes they only get some if there's been problems. We don't ask RAP to do that. The last check we have from RAP is well over a year old. But I'm just thinking we have had issues lately, and so I think we need to decide whether we want to continue using the is room for private events, or whether we should accept some kind of monetary.
I think there's some other things that the borough could do that would make a lot more sense. First of all, before the room is used by anybody, I think somebody from the borough should photograph the condition of the room before use. So you take a couple pictures around of paintings and the way the room looks like, that's before. And then you take, and then after they, you know, hand in the keys or however it's handled, we inspect and we take a look, and then we note that where there were any problems. It's very difficult to prove that, you know, to say that.
Well, right, that's why I don't want to get into
the ceiling.
This.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
That's why I don't want to get into
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that's why it should be handled in some arbitrary kind of way.
On a question here,
yeah.
What exactly is the problem? I'm just curious. You mean like where the seam over here is?
Where the different, where it's sagging in different areas.
Sagging.
Where's it
sagging?
Well,
like
where you can see
sagging?
the tile is coming down.
Where the tile is not sitting right.
The tile or the strips in between the tile?
Well, both.
We don't know.
Or it looks to me as if both, but I don't know.
Strips,
I'm not a ceiling expert.
The strips are different. They're cosmetic, and we looked at some this afternoon, and they're very interesting in their way that they go up, you know. So it's not quite.
I know that Greg
ceiling.
Can't fix it.
Greg showed us the strip.
Right,
and
but
now
I'm saying
I understand what the strip is. It's got a claw on one side and a claw on the other side. One side is longer, so they go up with the long side first, and then they pop onto the short side. I've got pictures from May in here where I've seen the same situation. So
Greg
I don't
is
know
the one who
May,
noticed.
May
Greg
I,
is
I,
in here every day, and he's the one.
He put them up.
Yeah, he put them up, and
yeah.
He's in here every day.
I understand.
And he looks at the room every day, and he is the one who said, this look at the ceiling. This wasn't this
okay.
way.
I'm walking in
but
every
I don't
want to.
I don't
want to
get into that now.
So
I think we need.
Is the question: should we replace the drop ceiling in here?
Well, I think we need to have a professional come in and tell us whether it can be repaired.
We're talking about replacing the drop ceiling.
Well, I just said I think we need a professional person to come in and tell us whether it can be repaired or replaced. Should be replaced.
Okay. It looks like a cosmetic thing, but I don't know for.
None of us know.
That we should change the entire ceiling.
I think I understand from talking with Greg tonight and a group of us talking about it that these strips, they are, maybe Steve can tell me a little bit better, they're hung by some sort of
wire
from up farther. And the question is, has that, where it's hanging from, is that the issue of why this is sagging? Not because something was hung by it, but there's something else happening. So that's why I'm suggesting that we have someone take a look at that before we make a statement about what we're trying to fix here or who can use
it or not use it. There's something I don't understand. For the longest time, there was nothing wrong with it, and all of a sudden this happens? It's not a...
These things are coming loose.
For what reason would they be coming loose?
They were loose from the time.
Do we have a
like
loose cat up there running
they
around?
They just clip on.
Yeah, they clip on.
They fall down by themselves a lot of times.
Contraction and expansion?
Yeah. I've dealt with these before, too.
Look at how they're held on.
They just need to be put back up and clicked in place again. A lot of them do.
Yeah. So, I mean, something as simple as temperature, condensation.
This is essentially like...
Yeah, it's a clip-on cosmetic thing is what it is. Yeah.
I think we should... hire someone to assess the ceiling and decide whether it can be repaired or, you know, minor repairs, or it does need to be replaced. But I do think...
But the issue is that is a group going to be blamed for
destroying
the ceiling or not?
Right, that's why I don't want to do any of this. I don't want to hold a photograph.
That's why you need photographs before and after of the room. Just a very simple thing. Everybody's got phones, you know. Click, click, click. This was the condition of the room. Do you sign off on that? Yes.
Well, you know, talking about signing, I mean, the form says don't hang anything.
Well,
obviously no one read the form.
No, I think people read the form. I thought Anna was aware that things were going to be hung.
It's very clear.
It was a photo. It was a photo.
If you told Anna that you're going to hang stuff on it, she'd have said no.
It says
not on the wall. She said definitely not on the wall.
No, it says on the ceiling. It says right on the form.
I know we
wrap it up when we have when the string band was here. Eric had wires hung from the ceiling.
I have the letter.
And
that's
you did too. And
yeah, you did, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I don't get. It's too. There's too many unknowns. I don't want to blame anybody. It happened. What I want to know is how we should go forward.
We should address it through policy and not try to make our own judgments as to whether or not this is destroyed. Did you guys do it?
Well, that's what the thing is. But the policy wasn't followed because the policy just don't hang anything.
We don't have a written policy on photographing the room before, signing off on that's the condition of it before, and then an inspection afterwards, was there any damage? And I think that needs to be a routine policy, that this is what happens. You know, you come in, you look at the room, you sign that this was the condition before, it's going to be returned in that exact condition, and if it's not via photographic evidence and it's compared, then you're responsible for it. But until that's done, we don't want to be the body who's making judgments.
I think that's reasonable.
And Peggy said, in the meantime, yeah, we don't want to be involved in this.
No, I don't. I don't think anybody else does. We don't want to blame anybody.
No.
I was told that after this event, the ceiling started sagging. Truthfully, I don't look at the ceiling that much, so I wouldn't have known. But I just think we either need to have a policy or we need to have some kind of restrictions on who we let use it. I mean, I know if we say no private events, then where's Rock going to hold their events?
No, it's inspection that's the issue. It's was there damage made? And the only way to tell is what was the state before, what was the state after? And that's something that you can provide evidence of through photographs or inspection, that kind of thing. And I think that that's the way to do it.
So we're going to put in the rental agreement, like who's going to
in
do
policy,
the, in, but who's going
in
to
borough
do the
policy,
inspection?
And then it should also be whoever it is who is responsible for the facility, which in this case would probably be Anna. She would have to go and click, 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 and that's it. And I don't see where that's really such a difficult thing to do. It makes sense to me. Do it, yeah. Because we need to protect this, and a lot of us have dual agency here, so it's very difficult for us to discuss this. I'm on the Arts Council, and Bob is, and Connie's husband is president of it, and we're all involved in it because it's a small town.
I'm also a citizen of Roosevelt, and should have a vote.
Yeah.
Apart from that.
Yeah, right. So I think it just is a, it's one of these situations we don't want to ever have to rule on it. Because
no, and it's a no-win situation.
Yeah.
So that's why I want to just move forward and decide how we want to handle the ceiling now and how we should handle the not renting, but allowing groups to rent the room.
We should find a contractor and find out how much it will cost to fix it. Yeah. And if he has any thoughts about what the roof and the ceiling itself.
I think the reason that it's in on the form about not hanging anything, I think that when it was hung, Anna was told, "Don't let anyone hang anything from it because of the clips."
Well,
that's why
we
she
were
put
told
that
have that nothing was to be hung or nailed into the walls.
No, it's right on the form, Mike.
I'm just telling you what we were told.
No, but if you read the form before you sign
now,
it,
there's forms and there's what people tell you too.
Well,
so,
here it says.
I
have no idea.
What's above this?
Oh, applicant agrees not to attach anything
another
to walls,
ceiling above
doors,
that,
trim,
and this is
and
suspended
ceiling.
By wires, the frames are, that hang from the upper ceiling. And that can influence
it. What is the other ceiling, concrete?
I don't know.
It's concrete, as far as I know.
But the upper ceiling can influence that, because if that's sagging
that's
somewhere, this is going to, the supports are going to sag a little bit.
I think let's just start with having someone come in and assess the ceiling, tell us what needs to be done, and we can take it from there.
I would like to take it back one step and say I would like to have us review what is on the form and see if we all agree.
Well, I don't think we can do that until whoever either repairs or installs the new ceiling tells us.
I'm saying what's on the form right now.
Well, what's on the floor right now is nothing can be hung on the walls and ceilings.
But I'm saying who made the rules for
I
that?
Believe it
was it the whole group?
No, I believe Anna was told by the ceiling installer, don't hang anything.
That's
where that came from.
That's great.
Did Greg put up the ceiling? I don't know. Or did someone else?
Greg put the new panels up, and he put these snap-on cosmetic things on. And he realizes that the snap-ons are a pain.
Right, but did he say don't hang anything?
And we also researched the clips that we're using, that there is no way that it could have damaged even that piece. And it's right on that piece. I mean, they spent a lot of time trying to make sure that they didn't do anything that would harm this room. So I'm just saying, before we just say, you can't do that, I would like to have the council look at and vote on what
we
want
to
have on this storm.
I think we should wait till we have a new ceiling or a repaired ceiling and see what the professionals tell us.
Let's let the professionals say whether you should or shouldn't, and then the council will vote. Well, even though the guy said don't, we think you can hang up to some pound, whatever the guy recommends. But as far as, yes, whether Ben or whether Rep read the form, I think it's been a matter of course for the number of years. We've always...
No, it's since the new ceiling's in.
No, but we've always... I know, but since the new ceiling...
I don't think
I was paid attention to clearly because we've always hung something from the ceiling for different events.
These clip-on cosmetics for the past 2 years, I believe. Mm-hmm. 2, maybe 3 years. And there have been a fair...
So we didn't have very many events then because of COVID. We just started having them again. But again, I have no idea why this happened. Was it maybe that the photographs and the curtains were the final straw? Maybe it wasn't that at all. We don't know. So let's get someone in here.
But are we assuming that if we get somebody in, are we saying that we want them to assess damage, which seems to imply that...
Oh, no.
That it was damaged or just the condition of it.
No. I just want them to say, this can be repaired, or no, you need
a new
one.
No blame damage. I mean, something happened throughout the course of it being installed.
Right.
And the problem is that the whole ceiling sagging, I'm still not clear about what the issue is.
Many places, it's...
But
look at the light over there. It's kind of
Mike, cocked. Come stand behind us.
Yeah, you can't see
and
it
you
from
can
your
look
end.
Right there.
That's
yeah,
sagging
with,
there.
With yeah, the light on the filter.
You can't see as much from that end, Mike.
I don't know what.
No, I can see. I can see that from there. So that's what we're saying. I just want to clarify. We're saying that it's sagging in areas, the whole ceiling.
I'm not asking for someone to come in and say, I just want someone to come in and say it can be repaired.
I think you ought to check the ceiling, the roof above that, because
right.
That's suspended
right.
From there.
Right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let someone come in, not to assess blame, to say yes, it was from, to either say, this can be repaired easily, or no, you need to replace this whole ceiling, and then once it is, find out from the manufacturer, the installer, the company, whoever, can anything be hung? And then like Bob said, if they say, no, you shouldn't hang anything, and you decide to go and hang it anyway, if there's any consequences, it'll be your responsibility. But we don't have enough definitive information now. We just need to know, do we fix it? Do we replace it? And how about once that is, what are we allowed to do with it?
Okay.
So I do think we need policy on it too. So we can do all that and that's fine. But moving forward, we need to be clear in borough policy that this is the policy, that there's an inspection before, an inspection after, any damage is noted.
If it says somewhere in the form, it says do not hang anything on the ceiling, that's policy. That's why we're not, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it's the form.
Is,
it may not
this
be.
Is not coming from. This is not coming from. You know, from the.
But it should be voted on by the public body and put into official policy. Is what I'm saying. I
if
want
it's
it
on
to
the
be.
Form, I suspect it is official policy.
It's not. Who has voted?
Where else would it be?
I think it's also. It's a great idea to have an inspection before and after.
That's
just
a
to
very
avoid
good
all
idea.
Going now.
Exactly.
That way it's clear.
We don't want
to
be doing
that
with everybody.
That seems to me.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah,
I know. Just
as long as we do let people use the room for free,
yeah.
Or even if it wasn't for free, even if they had to pay to use the room, we need to know exactly what kind of condition it's being left in, other than the obvious things like dirt and mess and things like that. So, all right, we'll get someone to come in and check out
give
the ceiling
assessment.
And take it
that's
from there.
Step one.
Right. Okay, new business. So a resident is requesting use of the room for an event on January 17th.
2023 from 7 to 9 for dessert and discussion.
Discussion of?
I think it's a New Year's kind of party. Like,
no, Anna told me.
No, I think, isn't it Ellen Silverman?
The first Friday?
Or is that her, is she the seed swap?
Is this for the
no,
first
I think
Friday
that
thing?
She is.
Ellen's the seed swap?
No, I think
Ellen's
Ellen
the New Year's.
Seeds is February.
The dessert and discussion.
Yeah. When she says discussion, I think, I don't know, might be, it's not an official environmental event, right?
No,
oh,
it's not.
It's Ellen.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's an Ellen event.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I trust
Ellen.
No, but
that's, no, not that.
That's the,
this
next,
is
that's the next
February. What's happening on the 17th? What is she doing?
Well, we don't see, Bob, you've been getting into this. We never ask people. They just say they want to rent the room, and we say, okay, well, we'll ask the council, but we never get into the, like, exactly why do you want to rent it, what are you doing. They just say I'm having a party or I'm having this.
I think the original reason why questions came up was when we started to say outside groups.
No Nazis.
She was not an outside group. June, she's a student of June Counterman's Tai Chi.
Right.
And so she told June she would love to have an author's affair here, an author's fair. And so June said, okay, I'll rent the room. So she wasn't exactly an outsider. She comes here every week for June's class, and June is a resident here longer than any of us. So she wasn't exactly an outsider. But we don't ask a lot of details. We went and rent the room. We sort of trust people that nothing horrible is going on in here. So I don't, you know.
Okay.
I know it's called a New Year's celebration on the 17th, like for the new year.
Okay.
And
sounds,
it's
sounds good.
Ellen Silverman. So, do I need a motion for that? I forget.
Yeah.
Okay, so does anyone?
For both of them, right?
Want to do both? Okay, well then also, the first one is a request for an event on January 17th, 2023 from 7 to 9, and the second one is a request for an event on February 18th, 2023 from 10 to 12
together?
In the morning.
Both together?
For a seed swap.
Yeah, for voting. We're just going to do voting.
Can
together.
Any kind of seeds be swapped?
Evidently. In this state.
Just says seed swap, that's it.
Okay.
Okay, do I have a motion to
I'll
approve?
Move both.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Second. All in favor?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
approved. Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We come to public comment. Phone.
804.
I'm going to open the floor at 8:04 p.m. Does anyone from the public have anything they'd like to say, express, ask? No? No, yeah, I'm going to close public comment at 8:04.
I'd like to say something under good and welfare, something positive if you have a slot for that.
We don't, but you can just
we don't.
Say it.
Only negative.
Only negative. I wanted to thank Steve Mocker for coming up with the meets and bounds for the amphitheater area. And I just, it's pro bono work he's doing it.
Isn't everything in this town pro bono?
It really should be. If it's not.
No, I think it is.
I want to thank Anna for putting together this little get-together.
Great. So nicely done. And I also want to say that it was a pleasure meeting a lot of the borough officials at the Christmas party who I don't usually get to meet because they're here just for a few hours on Wednesday or... You know, they're part-timers, and they all were just great people. And just
did you bring cheesecake? I didn't notice it.
No, I didn't bring it because I forgot to defrost it. It would have been like a solid block of ice or something. So I went, shoot, first thing in the morning, and forgot it. But anyhow, but I just wanted to say it was really a pleasure, and we have a really great team here. And so at the end of the year, I just want to acknowledge that and say how nice it is and how well everybody works together. And it was great to be here.
Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, remember everyone, next meeting is reorg, January 3rd.
Is that a daytime, a nighttime meeting?
No, 7 p.m.
It's a double meeting, right?
No, I put everything on one agenda.
Okay, but it's reorg and the regular.
You'll have minutes on there.